Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Sorry, that was so funny. Can't talk mom, je suis podcasting.
Je suis potting.
Good morning, good evening and good night to you, dear sweet listener. It is House of Gossip. How are all our little hoglets? I'm trying to come up with a, what do we call our podcaster names? Hoglets? Hoggies?
I like hoglets.
Hoglets like a piglet.
Because it's like ladettes or something, yeah.
Oh yes, very
yeah,
good.
Yeah, very good.
And welcome along, one and all, oink oink, to our little hoglets. It's Clara Kavanagh. It's Sophie Lyons, and it's your weekly dose of pop culture nourishment. Ready and here for you to talk about all the latest celebrity stories. To be honest, our newsroom is working overtime at the moment, and we are flat out.
There's paper everywhere.
There's paper.
The printers are exploding. It's so hot.
Our keyboards are on fire.
All our pencils are blunt. Yeah. Do you notice... I do it. I didn't realize you did it. When you're talking, you trail off into a country accent sometimes.
All the time. Or American.
I did it on the thing when we were recording our post-record about Kate Middleton. And at the end, I was like, ah, sure, you know what I mean?
Sure, you know yourself, don't you know?
Imagine if someone from like Galway was like, and you know, I suppose the thing is that, you know, the story...
It is actually so weird.
But it's so nice to do.
It's our language. It's our language. I'm a multilingual lady.
Totally.
Sue me. Thank you so much for all your messages, conspiracies, theories, mapping out of the whole Kate Middleton mystery situation. I'm sure by the time this comes out, it's going to have changed again. But it's just been such a wild ride. I've enjoyed every moment. I've taken every little thought about the whole Katespiracy thing so seriously. And if the palace needs a PR person, hello, hire us.
I started getting a bit scared about it, to be honest.
It is actually a bit nuts. Like, just the level of photoshopping.
And then I felt kind of bad then being like, oh, are we adding to it? But we weren't saying anything wrong.
No.
But then I felt a bit bad. But not really, because I need to know what happened with the photo. I just hope she's all right. That's what I mean. Sorry.
Yes. And it seems like it's just a real deflection thing from maybe Charles and his sickness. But do you remember in Harry's Spare, they said that like each of the couples, they're not a united family. So it's like the Harry and Meghan, Kate and Wills, and then Camilla and Charles. And they all have their own PR people.
Oh,
so,
do
like,
they?
So like the PR people... throw shit at each other all the time, apparently. So like, say, Williams and Kate are annoyed at Meghan, so then they start feeding the press with all the stories about Meghan being terrible and bullying staff and blah, blah. So with this one, it's like, well, what's happening with the two couples that are left? Like, who's feeding with who?
That's interesting. I didn't know that about separate PR teams. I would have thought the palace would have a PR team.
And one of them, I believe it might be Kate and William... they employed the guy who did like PR for like NSNBC in America. Like, and he's getting paid big bucks. So do you think that they would have like rolled out this Kate health update thing a bit better? Like,
it's a very sloppy.
Sloppy.
No other word for it. Slopopotamus. It's like no one's talking to one another, like the photoshopper isn't talking to the person who actually uploads the photo, who does the caption, who, you know, does all this stuff, like the social media, the quote from Kate, apparently.
Yeah.
It's like no one's talking.
No, it's like they haven't had their weekly meeting.
No briefing.
No palace briefing.
No.
So anyway, Sophs, what are you adoring your testing from this week? Loving or hating?
We both felt like we were not going to talk about the Oscars because by the time it comes out, it's in the Busker Brewsker. But I can't not shine a light on Cillian Murphy. My God.
On a wire fuzz.
Holy baloney. When he was like, I was like, oh my God. He is sensational. Falter Ireland material. That guy is a god.
Yes, he is.
He's small and he's mighty. And his son's name is Malachi. Did you hear him say Malachi? Name. I almost fell over at the
slipped off my slipped off my couch.
The other child is called something very standard, like Aaron. And then he was like Malachi, and I was like, Malachi. Oh, from beginning to end, he's so dignified. He cares about the arts. He cares about being Irish.
Yeah.
He's so graceful and also is a bit like, what's going on?
Like, yeah. He loves his kjol as well.
He loves to add kjol, prati, anything. He loves being Irish. This press journey we've been on in the last few months with Cillian Murphy, Andrew Scott, Paul Mescal, there's definitely a few more. It is our time, isn't it?
Yeah, flying the Irish flag for all to see. They're doing us so proud.
Literally, there's no flaws. I've no notes on any of them. It was unbelievable. That's my Shador. Just
yeah, that's a great Shador.
Pure wowee.
Wowee. And you know he's like nearly 50.
Very pint-sized PS. I actually saw him pre all of this Oppenheimer in Dublin Airport. On an Aer Lingus flight, this is probably about 4 years ago, tiny, so slight.
Very. I saw him during COVID in Monkstown, and we were waiting to cross the tracks of the Dart. And you know the way during COVID, like there was that awkward thing, if you're out for a walk, like everyone was.
Oh my God.
And then one person would go at once. And I was walking behind him. And
so awkward.
I just saw this like petite little man. Like he'd be like 5'7", maybe 5'8". Seven.
Out of push, yeah.
Maybe 6. And I ended up being in the queue behind him to wait for these people. Sorry, one person was like coming down our stairs, so it was time for us to go up. But then this cheeky little devil flew up a bit late and was like, sorry. And like was going really fast, and he turned around to me and did a eye roll.
What?
And then I echoed said eye roll and just kind of spat a bit.
It's that mom eye roll.
Yeah.
You'll know by the noise I'm making.
Yeah. And then I looked at his dog. He kind of smiled. And then that was it. We were best friends.
I adore him. By a He's lonely great. Prison wall I hear. Three birds calling.
That really segues into my...
Tell me what yours, your door or your test is.
So I was in Bath over the weekend. I'd never been there before. Scrub-a-dub-dub.
It's beautiful.
And my dad is team manager of the Irish under-20s.
Yes, Mr. Kavanagh.
Mr. Kavanagh, so we're there to support. And it was a thrilling game. We basically had lost the match, and then in the last minute, Ireland got a converted try to draw, so it felt like a win.
I wish that had happened in the other match.
I know.
That's great.
We had a lovely weekend in Bath celebrating. I suppose it's just kind of Jador Bath. I felt like I had
lovely
gone back in time. I don't think I could live there full time because it would be too confusing. Because I think I would live in Bridgerton. Like it's the kind of the wrong century. The architecture is just so grand.
It is the wrong century. It's beautiful wrong century there for a weekend.
Stunning. It is like Glastonbury for moms. You know, it's got Jane Austen, it's got Roman baths,
Jigsaw,
it's got Bridgerton. Yeah, it's literally if you're
an ivy.
Oh, if you've got Jigsaw, if you've got to take your mum on a weekend away, Bath is the place to go. It's just, it's got it all.
There's a bit of everything, isn't there?
Got great restaurants, lovely cafes. I felt like all I did was eat like buns, which was good. Who can complain?
That sounds great. Eating a bun with your mum is like...
no better feeling.
Could you get any better than eating a bun with your mum?
It's just fab. It's like, oh, what's clotted cream? I don't know, but spread it on there, mum.
Yeah, mum, do you want to get another bun?
Yeah. So yeah, no, Bath was brilliant.
Do any of the rugby fellows know about your podcast?
They better. Do you know there's a guy on the under-20s team called Adam Spicer? Obviously, everybody calls him Spicer. He's great crack. He's 18. He's living life. He is 6'10". He is the biggest person to play, the tallest, most biggest person to ever play for Ireland. And he hasn't even made it to the seniors yet because he's not old enough. We met him on Friday night. He is a spectacle to behold. He's like an NBA player or an NFL player, maybe more so.
Adam Spicer.
He towers above you. Very gracious, very fabulous. Wish him every success in his rugby career.
Date of birth, 2005. God bless y'all.
Alan Spicer.
Oh, Alan looks really great. Let's tag Alan Spicer in the next.
Yeah, next post. Like, people stand beside him and either you look like you're shrunken down. It honestly is like a palace Photoshop when he's beside you.
Oh my God, you feel so petite.
So petite. Because my dad's always going on about the Celtic physique of the Irish rugby players. The French and the Italians, they get souped up much earlier so then they can play for the senior team because they like fill out and they gain muscle mass much quicker. Maybe it's their Roman heritage, we don't know. But then with the Irish and the English, it takes them longer to get that bigger. They might not be 25 until they get as big.
That's very interesting.
Thank you. Yes, anatomy lesson is with...
I think this is the perfect time for us to pitch my idea about the rugby commentary.
Yes.
If anyone's listening, hashtag Alan Spicer. Clara and I want to do, and I think there's a huge audience for this. So we want to do a girly commentary of the rugby. So when all the lads are listening to them being like, Sexton, you know, sort of the... Clara and I would be like, did you hear who Alan Spicer went to school with? Because they said his locker was sick. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And did you hear Claudia is going out with Munster Michael and he actually did her dirty? That's what Clara and I want to do whilst respecting their private lives. We will not push anyone into a corner.
No.
We're Irish. We want to protect your identities. It's for the yes. girls. We want to do a female-led rugby commentary. Here it is, 2025. Put us on the map.
Yes, maybe next Six Nations.
Could your dad get us sorted with something on the sidelines?
Give us.
I'm so tired of thinking about it. Imagine you and I in green, like, what would we wear?
Fur coats.
A faux fur. Emerald green with like bucket hats, sunnies and gloves, bit of gin and ton, you and a rosé and just chatting to the wags, to the water boys, to the people who never get chatted to, wags, water boys, the like extra security people that they don't really need there. And then, like, you know, kind of like assistant coach or like the physio's assistant, anyone's assistant.
The little kids that get brought on at the beginning.
Oh, my God. The guy who did the singing recently.
Yes.
He'd be our pipe man.
Yes. Imagine him singing.
I have such an amazing idea for this. We just need the in. Alan Spicer, should you be listening? Please reach out.
Give the girlies a sideline break.
How have we not thought of this before?
Yes. Sorry, Sophie. Well done.
Honestly.
Because also there's things to talk about, like hairdos of the players, you know, all that kind of stuff. Or like,
oh, wardrobe, accessories, like some of them wearing the caps, some of them wearing the bandage.
Yeah, a little bit of rugby info.
But you know, like, but is in layman's terms.
Pub talk. Yeah. Pub
none
stuff.
Of this offside business. No. I'm talking try, scrum, conversion.
Sin bin. Oh, maybe we could call it the sin bin. Oh my God, we could interview the players when they're in the sin bin.
That's very Mighty Ducks. And they'd be so pissed off. Oh!
I'm like, come on, give us the goss on the ref
there. I'm just trying to think of a quirk for sin bin. I'll work on it, the branding. This really, wow. 2025.
Hoglet, send us your suggestions anyway for names of this sideline activity.
And Alan Spicer, please get on to Clara or I. Probably Clara, because you know her dad.
Yeah.
Oh, well, his name's just been mentioned like 10 times.
Yeah, I'll tell them to listen.
Great. Okay, great. Look forward to it.
Yeah, but it's for the girlies who just aren't listening.
Oh my God, we could wear like pearl gloves and stuff.
And have like a sparkly microphone.
And a dog as a mascot.
Any excuse. No, or could we get a little piglet? A little hog?
One of them probably has one.
I'm sure this has got legs.
That's my pitch of my lifetime now.
Yeah, new year, new us.
Sinbin, I love that name.
Sideline Sinbin.
This week, my topic I came across today, and it's to do with OnlyFans. I don't know if you're familiar with OnlyFans. I
Sussy.
Know top line what it is. But one of the reasons it came across my eye originally, like why I kind of know what OnlyFans is for anyone who watches Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Denise Richards is on it.
Mm.
Her daughter turned 18 and got OnlyFans and started making loads of money with kind of basically no clothes on. And it was Denise Richards then got an OnlyFans account and like charges fans for photos and blah, blah, blah. And people were saying like, oh, it's quite desperate of her, you know, and stuff like that. And then the daughter started making loads of money on it. She got a boob job. She paid for her own house with all this money. And it's obviously really controversial because Denise Richards is like, it's amazing. It's like, but okay, it's like soft porn, really, from what I understand.
And she's so young.
Yeah, she's only 18, from what I understand. So she posted on Instagram saying,
okay,
the collab you've been waiting for drops this Tuesday. So that was, what day is today, Wednesday? So she said, the collab you've been waiting for drops tomorrow. And it's a picture of her with her boyfriend, who's 23. And they're both, like, they both just got out of the shower. And he's wearing a towel around his waist and she's wearing a towel. And they're, like, kissing. And she's basically saying that they have a collaboration for people to pay into.
A joint OnlyFans.
Yeah, but it sounds like a video. So I was like, what's going on here? And then it hasn't been released what the content is, but she's teasing basically content of her and her boyfriend, like doing sexy stuff. And then it goes, it's unknown how steamy the project with her boyfriend is, but she's already posted some risque content, which she has, like some of the stuff of her in her underwear is like really risque. And then she also told her subscribers to tip her $45 if they wanted to see her lick her own nipples. I am gobsmacked about this. Like, we're in an age now where a 20-year-old and a 23-year-old boyfriend are on this platform that is a subscriber-only model that could potentially be them having sex. Like, it's an X-rated website.
And a Nepo baby as well.
Yeah, but anyone having sex online is still, like...
Is that not... I wonder what the terms of OnlyFans is. Like, can you... I thought it was like racy, but not sexy. But this sounds like a couple's webcam.
That's what she's alluding to. Because like, can you get porn for free?
Yes.
You can get porn for free. Right.
Very, very. Yeah.
But is it legal?
I think so, yeah. I think like the websites get advertising.
Huh.
There's all like, what's the big one? Pornhub.
So we're yet to find out what this collaboration is. I think it's bonkers. It's like selling your private life, like your intimate time on a platform for money from strangers. And she's 20. And anyone could buy it. Like, it's not...
And I think with her, because she's an Nepo baby, that makes her, like, to the, what I assume, random man watching, that makes her a bit sexier because she's like, is she Charlie Sheen's and Denise Richards' daughter?
Charlie Sheen and Denise Richards' eldest daughter.
Obviously, it's an empowering way for her to make money. You know, she's using her body. People who want to make money that way, that's their prerogative.
Totally.
And like, you know, your body, your choice. She's bought a house. People who monetize their body, it's like, it's almost, people can view it in a like, oh, you're degrading yourself. But actually what they're doing is like taking back the power. This is where men spend their money and people spend their money. So why would I not exploit that.
And it's in her control.
Everything she does, it's behind a paywall. You rarely see like leaked OnlyFans pictures, and I think that's the reason of its success.
Sorry, how do you never see it?
I think it's so heavily paywalled, and I think that must be why it's so successful. Like, didn't Cardi B kind of make it really...
Oh, did she?
She made it really successful, and then she left and moved on to like the Playboy version. I think though, with her, what gets me is like her age. I just feel like I wasn't making any right decisions when I was 18. I barely made it through the Leaving Cert. Like, you know, maybe because she's a Nepo baby, she's been exposed to more of like the real world than I was, which is highly, highly likely. You can't drink until you're 21 in America, but you can have an OnlyFans. Like, I just think maybe like 21 is a better age.
And get your boobs done. And she already wants another boob job.
Yeah, I just feel like you're making those decisions that you might live to regret. Like, look at Kylie Jenner regretting her boob job and all that plastic surgery she got done when she was under 18. You know, it's like, and then with the couple thing, you're going...
Who proposed that? I think he's a TikTok star.
But I'd say it's like... You do this, I do this, like, let's do something together. And, like, huge respect to anyone who's still with their partner from 18 or, like, 20. Like, you know, you guys are, sorry to say, probably going to break up.
He's a new boyfriend. She had another one.
There you go. So, like, then you'll have all this, like, saucy content of you online with this other guy, that like, your ex-boyfriend, who, like, let's protect yourself here, could use it for revenge porn. Like, you're opening yourself up to a lot of...
I know. Also... If it's purely for money, she'd have a lot of money anyway.
That's what I don't understand. Surely she should be getting bankrolled by mum and dad. But then, like, maybe she wants independence. I doubt Charlie Sheen was the best dad, drinking his tiger blood and bringing sores everywhere. Like, he has a lot of challenges.
Yeah, I mean, she was never going to be a normal...
She was never going to be, like, commuting and doing an office job.
No.
Especially with her mums on Housewives.
But I'm gasping to know what it is. And then I feel like, as you say, a lot of stuff doesn't really get leaked. So I might never find out what the content was.
You're going to need to get a little free trial on OnlyFans or no, Sophie.
Can you do a free trial? I'd say they don't let you do that.
I don't know. I just assume, like most places. It's interesting. I think Ekin-Su was talking about it in the Celebrity Big Brother house as well, because so many of those like Love Island people go in and do that, because like you come out of a reality TV show, you're hot for a year until the next season starts. How else do you kind of like make money?
Also like a full-time job.
100%. Let's Google, can you have sex on OnlyFans?
Like, is he doing it so girls can see him? And is she doing it so guys can see her, so they're joining forces together?
It's like an influencer, but a sexy one. It's like a sex worker influencer.
Sexfluencer.
Sexfluencer.
I don't think you can have like sex on like mainstream media.
But if you follow someone, say if you follow like a blogger on Instagram and you want to see them, and then they get with another blogger and you're like, oh my God, and then you follow both their content. Is this the same, but it's just a bit saucy?
Yeah, but it's like, I think there's sex involved or something like sex. Or maybe it's just like sexy pics.
Couple get addicted to filming sex. Now they make 5K a month on OnlyFans. This is from 2022.
5K a month, that's a nice settlement.
They have sex 9 times a day. Tyler Thompson, 23, and Aaron Shanahan, 19. So this is kind of the same ages. Joined OnlyFans after another couple told them how much they were making on it. The lovers already had sex up to 9 times a day, so decided to fill their rumps and upload them as a side hustle.
9 times.
Now from their home in Doncaster... They post 5 times a day and have gained 15,000 fans.
You're going to say gain 15 pounds.
They said, it's just for fun, great to experiment. We didn't expect to come so popular, but the people love us. It's becoming a great side hustle for us, and our sex life just gets better and better. It doesn't feel like work, we're just having fun.
So they're having like full sex filming it, and then they put it up on OnlyFans for whoever to look at.
Yeah, maybe Denise Richards' daughter will be doing that. Tyler the Bricklayer said, I think it was shocking for my mum to find out because she always thought I was an angel.
I'm sure it was, Tyler.
Yeah. The extra money a month is making our bills are covered.
And you'd wonder then, you know, the way Instagram had this whole thing of they own the content that's posted on their platform. You'd wonder, do OnlyFans own the content?
Of course. They might own it and protect it, though.
But equally, when you own the content, you say you have the say of where it goes or what happens or how it's destroyed, etc. Yeah, like, can it live on there forever?
So they have the, so maybe you're, what's her name? She, maybe she will be doing
Sammy Sheen.
Fanny.
Sammy.
Oh.
S-A-M-I.
That would be so funny. That is very interesting, Sophie. It's funny because, like, I think as, you know, OnlyFans is kind of the first of its kind. So there will be like replica sites and there will be, you know, it's kind of, it feels like we're at the beginning of those kind of like sex on the internet lives.
Yeah.
But the good thing about OnlyFans is, though, that it does like make sure that people get paid and the content is protected. Like, it's a safe way to make money that way, which is good.
Yeah, I would love to look into their technology as to why no one screenshots anything. You know, with Raya,
yeah,
if you screenshot anything, you get like, I think it's 2 warnings and the third one you're out.
If you screenshot?
Yeah.
Ah. But I think, though, it's in OnlyFans' interest as a success of the platform. Because if your content was leaking, nobody would use it. And it keeps people on the platform. So it keeps your... their like subscription wall is so high that if you don't pay, you can't see it at all. So I'd say they have great technology to keep people at bay.
And 2-step verification, it says.
Ah, there you go. Oh my God,
it's a London-based company.
Oh yeah, no, I was just going to say, it's like, it's an empowering thing that Sammy is standing for. Like, being sexually empowered as a young woman kind of is hard enough as it is.
It's the collaboration that got me. It's not the OnlyFans thing. It's the collaboration thing that got me. I'm like, so you're a couple and you're going to be doing stuff content-wise for money. And is it like sexy videos?
And also like monetizing your relationship then as well as monetizing your body.
Well.
We've got, imagine if you just really didn't feel like having sex. And then I was like, well, like there's people queued up on our Instagram page.
Well, I need to get groceries tomorrow.
Yeah. And who bought the milk? You know, and you'd be like, oh my God, we have to go. And then you'd be like, I really don't want to do this.
Or you could just be like, you do all the work.
Yeah. I'm just going to lay back here like a lazy Susan.
I'll take a back seat to this because I did it last time.
Yeah. There's like a performance element. And then it's like, where does your relationship go? Like, you've needed.
And what's genuine then? When you're actually having sex, what are you doing for the camera? And then when the cameras are off, like, very performative. Mm. Meta.
Meta. Hashtag JLo. JLo would be so proud.
No, she would be so proud.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Moving on from my sexy chat about sexy influencers, Clara, what is your topic today?
So we're recording this on Wednesday. Again, sorry for the early records. You know, we've had a busy few weekends. Paddy's weekend is coming up and we're just trying to be organised. But hopefully now we're full of Friday giddiness. And here's the country accent again.
Atta girl.
Atta girl. So... What is that?
I only say at a girl in a country accent. I go, at a girl.
At a girl, up the arse.
She goes.
First week in the Celebrity Big Brother house has just been amazing. I was obviously very dubious about all the people going in. But what's paid it off for me is the juicy nuggets of content that are coming out from mostly Sharon and Louis.
From what I understand, it's only them, is it?
Yeah. Okay. Like, and now they're, well, like, Sharon's gone now. She left last night. And, like, I assume by the time this comes out, Louis's going to be gone, if not cancelled.
Oh, really?
But like Sharon being in there, if you compare her to Louis, Louis was like kind of a bit bitchy and sour. Like he get a bit mean.
He's very bitchy.
Again, more on that later. But with Sharon, she bitched about people, but in a kind of like, I don't know, she did it in a way that it didn't seem, I don't know, you just forget how Hollywood she is and like how much she knows.
Yeah.
She was kind of telling you in the way that wasn't like bitching about them, but she was like, this is what I know of this person. Whereas like,
he was very nonchalant from what I've seen.
Yeah. Whereas like Louis Walsh was calling like Ronan Keating an asshole. Like, you know, it's like, it just, it's like,
what's going on between those two? Do we know?
So he basically said, oh, he hasn't worked for years. Basically, since I stopped being his manager, he hasn't had a hit in years. And he's like an arsehole.
Isn't he on the radio?
Thank you. I think he's like a really successful breakfast radio presenter.
He has some prime spot. Yeah.
On Heart or somewhere. So like, I don't, and his son was on Love Island. Like, I think he's okay. I think he's given up the singing, Roses, and hasn't had a hit in years.
Do you think he's doing this for shock value?
I think there's a bit of that. It's a mix of forgetting where he is, his true colours coming out, because I've heard that he is a real like bitchy character, and that he'd, anytime you meet him, he'd be like telling you all the loads of gossipy bits and okay, like being like, oh sure, I met them and they're see you next Tuesday and all that stuff. So I think it's a mix of that. He's also kind of lost the run of himself as well. But like with Sharon and her reveals, there's too many to count, but my favourites are, she thinks Adele puts on her English accent, and that she's like hamming up the ye old England to be this like little English rose. She called James Corden a name dropper.
No, we liked that.
Oh, that was great. And the bit of like, oh, I like your shoes. And he was like, yeah, they're Stella McCartney. She's like, I didn't ask that. Anna Wintour loves James Corden and the only one who does. They think that Anna Wintour is a See You Next Tuesday. She gagged at the name Ellen DeGeneres. She said all about her and Simon's fallout, saying that she was furious at him.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she was furious at him because he... So Simon fired Louis and Sharon off the X Factor panel after they had signed their contracts, but before the season had started. And she passed up judging opportunity to The Masked Singer in America, which has now gone like so insanely popular. And she missed out on that opportunity and they had given it to then somebody else. And so she said she was furious at him. She'd never work with him again for all the money in the world. And like he was constantly telling everyone to change, new ideas, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, you've worn the same clothes for 3 decades.
Well, she's not wrong.
Yeah, which he has. So there was loads of just the great like X Factor behind the scenes. And you kind of just forget how global Sharon is. But then for Louis, he called Jedward vile on the show. And meanwhile, in Essex, Jedward were tucking into a Sunday roast that looked absolutely delicious with Gemma Collins. Hand on my heart, though, there's nowhere I'd rather be than over at the GC's house having a roast with Jedward watching Big Brother. It's too much love of Huns happening all at once. Love it.
Oh, they had no interest in eating the roast.
Thank you. That is the biggest nota bene of the whole segment.
It was really, really bad manners. Like, she clearly just made them a proper roast. The two of them were slumped. Like, I know they were annoyed, but...
It looked delicious.
Delicious. I don't even eat roast.
The gravy to pud ratio was amazing. The carrots looked buttery. It was just like, why? Why aren't you eating this? This is so annoying. And but I also, who eats a roast at 9 p.m. as well? It's like pretty late to be eating. But look, that must be how they do things in Essex.
The only way is up.
But yeah, Louis called them vile and he got 5 million for them. And they were like a real novelty act and great for the show. But like, they're vile.
Calling someone vile is like, especially two boys, like they're like 30.
Yeah, they're 32 now, but they were like so young at the time.
But that's my age. Like, imagine Louis Walsh calling me vile. Like, what could they have done to him?
But in fairness, like, at the time, Jedward were called way worse. But in that same breath, why are you bringing them up? Just say, like, they're a nice bunch of lads. I don't think you need to use the word vile. But it sent them off on a scathing tirade. You sent it to me yesterday.
It did.
They called him an evil manipulator, said that they had forced Jedward to pay 70K out of their own account, straight into one of his PR workers' account, They said they tried to set them up in loads of dodgy contracts. They only met him 4 times and Louis didn't even send them flowers when their mum passed away. They were also bringing up, it's a quote from an Irish Independent article where Louis had told girls aloud to lose weight, saying that, here's the quote, they all want to be the skinny bitch in the middle going out with the footballer. It's like, oh my God. As then, yeah, Jedward, one of them, then kind of went on and was calling him a cold-hearted, two-faced bitch who uses his powers for his own benefit. Absolute weirdo with bad intentions for all. Real acid tongue on him, Louis. Real acid tongue.
Yeah, I didn't like the way they called him senile.
Yeah.
Again, with my age action. Let's stop that part of the conversation. Like,
yeah, they're just angry.
I didn't think they needed to do that. I know they're angry.
And I think they're just upset. And they're literally just like, oh, we're in the GC's house about to have a roast. And then they get called vile. They're like, what the fuck? Like, loads of people are watching this.
Yeah.
And they have the right to defend themselves. And I do feel like, again, Louis could be cancelled by the time this episode comes out. But I think he's kind of like, whereas Sharon managed the like talking about people in a kind of, as you say, nonchalant way. But Louis's doing it and like, he's pushing the lines of like being a bit too bitchy. Like he was up for nomination or he was up for eviction last night. He was getting ferociously booed because in the whole episode, he kept going, they were doing a girl band challenge and he kept calling Fern Britton old and kept being like, oh, you look good for you, Fern. You look good for you. Even though he's 71 and she's like in her 60s. It's just like, oh, you're looking great. Oh. No, you're not really. He just kept going after her appearance. And I don't, and even Sharon was like, stop that. Loads of people were telling him to stop. Fern was giving him the fingers and he kind of kept going at her. And I just think like, if he carries on down that kind of like evil bitchy route, what we want is like
sassy,
spilling tea, sassy bitch. We don't want an actual acid tongue bitch who then was like calling Andrew Lloyd Webber a freak and saying that he was a strange man. Then all the bits about like Ronan Keating and, if he stays into, I kind of wish he went out last night, or maybe he can ride the storm and kind of win public favour back. But I just think he's kind of pushing his luck a little bit. And all the stuff that Jedward were saying in Gemma Collins' stories is kind of like you're seeing that now with that light and you're going, actually, maybe he wasn't that nice of a guy. And maybe, I don't know. I don't know, because I love Louis and I really wanted him to do well, but he's kind of, you know, and you're like, oh, I was a fan of you. And now you're kind of gone too far.
Yeah, sounds a bit mean.
It's getting a bit mean-spirited. And now, so Sharon's gone, and then the other woman who got evicted was like his other kind of woman in the house.
Who was that?
Real Housewife of Cheshire.
Oh.
Lauren Simon. Glad to see her go. But anyway, I'm really hoping that, you know, it was pretty gossip-filled the first week, and I feel like that river might be run dry now that the two...
I'd say that's why they brought them in, though, now.
Yeah.
Because people wanted to hear what they were gossiping about. Sharon's only in for 5 days, like.
But, like, another thing, the producers must be working absolutely overtime. I'd say there's so much stuff that Sharon and Louis have been bitching about that have ended up on the cutting room floor for, like, legal reasons. And it's just one of those things where, like, defamation... people with big lawyers threatening to sue them. You know, I'd say there's so much stuff that they've said that just couldn't go out. I'd love nothing more than to be a producer just sitting in that room full of cameras and listening to it all. And like, imagine, oh, I'd love to know what's ended up on that cutting room floor, because they're already being so juicy. So can you just imagine what hasn't made it to our screens? Like, you'd be so pissed off if you couldn't show it. You just love all the reminiscing, like, and everyone was kind of talking to them about like the X Factor days and like what it was like and stuff. And it just got me so nostalgic for like the years between 2008 and 2012, where it was like Beyonce was on there, Alexandra Burke, like the birth of One Direction.
Oh my God. And Cheryl and Danny.
Yeah.
And their dresses.
Cher Lloyd. Oh,
oh like, my God. One Direction.
Mac Carl.
Oh, first time. It was a really big moment, like those few years I really remember about X Factor.
Yeah. And like the whole nation's watching. That's when before we had such like segmented telly and, you know, everyone watches different things now. Whereas that was like...
And a live final.
Yes. Yes.
With the voting.
And all of Dermot O'Leary's little twirls on stage. Iconic.
Oh, your X Factor night starts right now.
Yes. And like, I remember it was sponsored by Domino's Pizza. It was
sorry,
you stay in on like Saturday night and then Sunday you get your Domino's, you'd watch the results show.
Oh my God, the results show. And then they'd all do a group number.
Yes.
I loved that.
But we're never judged on it.
No. And I think it was mimed.
Yes.
Yeah. Just as a side note, my friend Kirsten, shout out to you, Kirsten. Ew. Her aunt brought us to the X Factor. It was like 5 years ago or something, 6 years ago. And she took us to the show and Dermot was hosting. I can't remember who the judges were. I think Nicole Scherzinger was one. Anyway,
right.
Kirsten's aunt had a connection to Dermot. Anyway, so then we ended up going into his dressing room after. And he completely hosted us. Like me, Kirsten, her aunt and the friend, him and then like two others. He was so sound, like the soundest guy ever. Now, Kirsten won't like this, but he was giving me the attention. It's true. I'm not lying. Kirsten, you know, he was like, Sophie, you look so familiar. Like, are you in the industry? And I was just like, oh, here. And then he put on like trad music.
Ah, the Gwelgor Dermot O'Leary.
Yeah. And like, because he's such a patty, if you will. The nicest guy ever.
Wow. And then he must have found out you're Irish and want to show you a good time.
Oh, yeah. And then we got a photo, the two of us with him in the middle. And then each of us cropped the other one out of their Instagram post.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so cool.
It was amazing.
Wow.
It was great.
Backstage with Dermo and the Trad Q.
And like he fully was hosting us. I know.
How did it end?
I think then it kind of got late.
Did you
he
score?
Was a bit tired. I mean, we kind of almost were. So yeah, don't be jealous. And I
very jealous. Backstage with Dermo.
Not that.
That's amazing. How old were you?
I must have been like 27.
In peak X Factor time.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
I know. I'm sorry, I'm not excited, but it'd be interesting to see what happens with Louis before this airs.
Yeah, I just hope I think he might be well, he could be cancelled.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, it's more of a just rounding out a week. If you want a week of just like loads of what it's like to be a celebrity, just watch that first week of Big Brother. It's very good. AJ Adudu is the most hypnotizingly beautiful, charismatic individual I've ever seen in my whole life. I wish she was on every TV show I watched. And
wow, bit of a Trevor Nelson vibe you're giving off there.
Oh my God, if I could be boogieing with AJ and Trev, I'd be so happy. Yes, it's just a lovely week of TV of like, ooh, juicy, ooh, ah. And loads of little tidbits I can't even remember. It's fab.
I'm interested to see now what happens. So thank you for bringing me up to speed because I am not watching it.
Oh.
And Gazer, do you have a recommendation?
So this week I'm recommending a Clara original recipe.
Okay.
TM.
Pending.
Thank you. So if you're like me and you love having the same lunch every day, here's something to mix up your routine. Sophie, I'm sorry it has chickpeas in it, but if you could bear with me.
I can still appreciate them from afar. I just can't have them.
From afar, I'm so sorry. So I kind of have the same lunch every day for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and maybe even a month, and then like swap it.
That's exactly what I do.
Yeah, you get really sick of it and you swap it. So I've made a new discovery this week. It's been amazing and it's very simple. So you get a can of chickpeas and you put that in a frying pan with some olive oil. Then you throw in some tomatoes. They can be plum, they can be cherry, they can be your big ones, whatever you want, tomato of choice. Let that all like heat up, sizzle. Then in a separate bowl, you make tuna mayo. So you're whisking, you're mixing up the mayo and the tuna. Oh God, this is I'm really talking to the wrong audience here. And then you cut up a cucumber and leave that to one side. A half a cucumber is all you need.
I'd argue leave it really far to the side.
Oh my God, do you hate all these ingredients? Oh my God, that's so funny.
Sorry, go on.
So we won't be trying.
Yeah.
And then, so once your chickpeas and tomatoes are kind of hot, then you like lump in you put in the mayo mix. Then spice-wise, we're going to go for your usual salt, pepper, chili flakes. But then you're going to put in a garlic granule. If I could recommend, actually, this is just really my recommend, is garlic granules. You get them in the spice aisles. So they're basically just like, I don't know, dried up pieces of garlic.
Yeah. But
like if you add it to a mayo, you've got garlic mayo. Add it to any, I just put it in everything.
Mm.
Garlic granules. You can also get onion granules, which are great, but don't have the pizzazz and the sharpness of a garlic granule. They're great. Buy it now. Have it in your store cupboard. They even do smoked garlic granules. Maybe I'll just recommend that. Anyway, then you can throw in kind of whatever spices you want. I recommend salt, pepper, chili flakes, garlic granules, the GGs, and then maybe a ground coriander if you've got in your cupboard. Who knows? Maybe a pinch of cumin, whatever you see fit. I also like a paprika, but I'm going crazy at the moment with Cajun seasoning. Throw that all in as much as you like. Some people like red onion or like raw onion. I'm not one of those people, but look.
We are where we are.
You can kind of add whatever you want, really. And then you mix that in, throw it into a bowl, top with your cucumber, and Bob's your uncle. Great lunch option. Very filling. Very delicious.
Great protein.
Great protein. Low carb. Obviously, finish it off with the Freddo.
I'm not thick.
And yeah, I've just been really loving it. It's been filling me up. And
that sounds great.
I surprised myself with my culinary skills, I must say. Maybe I'll write that down and put it in the show notes just in case people want to get on my...
People want to get on my vibe.
My Auntie Sophie lunch recipe or like Sophie's most hated recipe of all time. All of Sophie's most hated things in one little bowl.
But it was the tuna and the mayo. I hate mayo.
Oh, I think something magical happens when tuna and mayo mix.
Mayo freaks me out. Anyway, sorry. It sounds delicious.
Sorry. Yeah. But garlic brine.
Thank you for that, Gazer. And thank you to the listeners for listening about OnlyFans, Louis Wall, Sharon Osbourne. Alan Spicer will give you a shout out as well. Thank you, Alan.
Oh, yeah.
If you have anything you'd like us to talk about or have any, I don't know, should you have any more information on any of these people that you'd like us to know, please give us a message on Instagram. It's at Clazzy Cabana and at Soph_Lyons. Read, review, rate, subscribe.
All that good stuff.
And hope you all had, past tense, a nice St. Patrick's Day.
I love Féile Bórg.
Ah, I stink from Clocan.
Yes. And that was actually good that you did Killian there.
I stink from
a couple of fuckle there, Anua.
Busca Brewer, agus Naposhti, Toshi, Dichacht, Arish, agus Agot.
Srina Kayla.
Na Ishbini, agus Na Kiapari, Toshiad, Ischak, Ernamola, Para Comer.